Hey friends, this is Rob Pizzola, CEO and President of Western Capital. I have to tell you, if you have not heard about Anchor by Spotify, it is absolutely the easiest way to make a podcast. Look, we know the easy ways. With everything, all you need in one place, let me explain. Anchor has the tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many, many more. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. And best of all, Anchor is totally free. We appreciate the time you're taking to listen to our podcast. Thank you, and take advantage of something that's free. Jump on anchor.fm right now and get started broadcasting your voice around the world. God bless, my friends.
You're now listening to the world famous Change Your Mind.
Change Your Mind.
Change Your Life.
Change Your Life.
Podcast. Broadcasting worldwide with your host, Robert Pizzola. Ladies and gentlemen, give way for Robert Pizzola. Broadcasting on 107.1 on the Man Cave Podcasting Network and beaming worldwide on the Spectavision Satellite Radio Network live from Las Vegas. Today's episode is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz, featuring sleek luxury and pure elegance. Visit your local Mercedes-Benz dealer today and take advantage of exceptional deals for 2022. Bringing you the top news and guests from around the globe on finance, credit, life, or just how to fix that dent in your pocketbook from COVID-19. It's Robert Pizzola.
Good afternoon. This is Robert Pizzola, broadcasting live from Salt Lake City, Utah. Today we have with us a VIP client from Ohio. And the VIP client went through some very, very severe and traumatic problems with a company called The Mayan. And with us today is Diane. Diane, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Diane, what happened?
We visited Mexico on our anniversary, and we were arrived in Mexico, and we were solicited to go see the Mayan Palace.
Okay.
And at the time, you know, obviously we were saying no because we already owned at a different resort in the United States. So we elected to do so primarily just to get the free gifts.
Okay.
And upon our arrival that day, that morning, at the Mayan, which was at Nuevo Vallarta, we met with our representative, sales rep, told her basically we weren't going to buy. She had her manager come over, explain that we had children, we already had a timeshare, recommended just going through it anyway.
And that's the one you have in Orange Lake, Florida, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So after that, we did the whole thing. It was supposed to last 3 hours. It lasted five, approximately. And through the whole process, obviously, the Mayan is a very beautiful resort. Nice facilities. Rooms are awesome. And during the process, our representative, Julian Hardy is actually her name, she, you know, told us about how she owned and she rented out her property 95% of the time, and she could sell off each piece, you know, $1,000 to $1,700, and she used that money basically to cover her cost and pay off her investment so that she can enjoy the resort herself. Mentioned that her parents owned to try and, you know, promote that it's a good investment, and basically went to the table and had discussions for a long time. Got back, we were going to sign, we actually came to an agreement, they were going to buy our Orange Lake property, and then after we get to the signing table with the financial individual, I just had a meltdown. I started crying, and I said, I don't want to do this anymore.
Now, help, stop me right there, I'm going to stop you.
Mm-hmm.
When you said you had a meltdown, tell me what you mean by that.
I felt insecure, I didn't think this was the right thing to do, you know, I didn't want to go through the transaction anymore.
So in other words, your gut was telling you, you just kind of...
This doesn't make sense.
You just kind of knew inside. Okay. Yeah.
Right.
I'm sure a lot of people that are listening have gone through that before.
So, the Julian and the finance guy, since I was crying and I was kind of creating a scene, they brought the manager over, and he pretty much said, I'll keep the same contract price. I'll tear up your agreement. Basically, he took off $10,000 off of my negotiated price already, and and pushed that he was going to give me this free rental agency to help us sell the rental agency to help pay it off. I have all the documents that show that, and so in the pressure point, we signed. You know, signed the 20 lines that we had to sign our name on, and that was it.
Okay. Well.
And again, I think I sent you the letter. I sent to Profeco and all the stuff that documents it. And I mean.
So it appears that your contract value was $19,200.
Correct.
And you paid $6,700 that day, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Since that period of time, when you entered into that agreement with them, have you been able to use the property, or have you done anything?
No.
So,
we have not used the property, not had the one phone call from Emron, who we were supposed to be our rental agency. That's the one we received the free package with.
Uh-huh.
I've telephoned them. We're on the waiting list. No one's interested.
You're on the waiting list.
Yeah.
Okay.
It basically cycles through. People are on the list, and you just cycle through, is what I've been told.
Yeah. Interesting how they would tell you that.
I don't know if it's because I was a courtesy client or it's just because they said that.
Yeah. What do you mean by courtesy client?
It was complimentary. I didn't have to pay for it.
Right. Okay.
They didn't make any money from me.
Right. Well, just I guess I'd like to confirm that basically your husband and you visited Puerto Vallarta in 2003.
Correct.
November of 2003. You stayed at the Westin, and when you got there, you were, I guess, consistently harassed by people who worked for the Mayan.
And, well, actually, we were harassed when I got off the airport.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Been there, done that. By the new Nuevan, Mayan Nuevo Vallarta Resort.
Right.
And they were doing everything they could to get you take time of yours and show up at the property.
Right.
Since that time, they put you in a position where you were dealing with. I don't want to say it the way it is, a psychological breakdown, but
mm-hmm.
yet they still had you sign.
Yep.
So if during that period of time. From the time you signed to now, have you had any communication with them? Have you done any type of? I have your letter to Profeco, but have you been paying them any money? Have you done anything?
We paid the first 2 years on our fees.
Okay.
Their yearly fees, property fees.
And this, so the first
maintenance fees.
So how much were those fees?
They were around $575, $600. I don't have the exact numbers here in front of me.
Okay, go ahead.
And after I wasn't getting any information from MRAM as far as not getting any money from them or referrals, I should say, and I wasn't receiving anything, I just stopped paying my maintenance fees.
Okay.
They have not harassed me about it. They've continued to send me letters telling me things are due.
So you're telling me for, let's see, 6 to 7, 7, 8, in 6 years, for the past 4 years, you haven't paid him a dime.
Correct.
And all they do is send you letters?
Yep.
Okay. So you haven't used the property?
Nope.
You bought the property in 2003?
Yep.
And you paid $600 approximately for the first 2 years?
Correct.
And then they quit contacting you? They didn't do anything?
Yeah, they just sent me a letter saying that I still owe and my account's on hold, like that I can't use them until I basically pay up all the maintenance fees.
Okay. And are you receiving collection calls or anything of that sort right now?
Not right now.
Okay.
Well, I have sent them letters. I've sent them emails to their website. I've sent stuff to them noting I'm, you know, sending a letter to Profeco, and I don't know if that's part of the reason why they aren't calling me.
Yeah.
Or what.
Why don't you?
I don't know.
When did you send the letter to Profeco?
I sent it earlier this year.
This year in 2000.
I can tell you exactly. I have a document here. February 24th, 2009.
Okay. Oh, January. You mean?
Okay. February. I actually mailed it. It was registered mail.
Got it. Okay. And we have a copy of that. And did you receive a response from Perfecco?
No, I have not.
I read the document that you provided to us, and there were very, very, very serious notes that you made and some comments that you made to Profeco, which is the governmental agency that is in charge of dealing with this type of I would almost want to say fraud in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And usually a case is assigned and something happens. However,
okay.
Nothing happened and you were not able to get any response at all from them?
I have not received anything from a mail perspective, email or regular mail, and
okay.
I have not received a phone call.
Okay. Have they put this on your credit report?
As far as not paying?
Yes.
I don't know the answer to that.
Okay.
I'd have to look.
So let me ask you a question, Diane.
Okay.
What is it that you want?
I want my initial investment back.
You see, we hear this so often from people around the country who experience the same type of thing that you've gone through. And the problem exists, number one, because you're dealing outside of the United States.
Correct.
Number two, because Profeco is a Mexican entity.
Right. Agency.
Part of the government.
Mm-hmm.
The Mayan Palace, Grand Mayan Resorts, they know who we are. As a matter of fact, to our viewers around the world, you can simply go to YouTube and probably type in my name and watch some videos of myself doing trainings at the Mayan. One of the biggest problems is that I see is the timeline. In other words, we've got 6 years between the time of purchase and between the time that we're now trying to make demands on the company. And so I'm wondering if that is the reason why Profeco is not responding or if they simply haven't done anything. But let's look at the reality of what is happening, because it looks to me like you've, in a sense, minimized and mitigated your loss. You've paid them $6,000 down, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you also paid them two payments of $600, so $60, $70, $200 is what you've paid these people.
Well, no, and actually the piece of that was paid. I mean, I paid them the full $19,000, too.
You paid the $19,000 off?
Yeah, because it was due, the remaining was due, I can't remember, 30 days or 60 days within.
Okay, so you paid $19,000 to the company.
Right.
And you paid 2 years of payments.
Right.
And you didn't use the resort or any type of amenities that came along with the contract?
Correct.
Okay. Tell me what happened to change in your life between the time that you went down and made this purchase of $20,000.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened from, you know, to right now? Because obviously something has changed.
Well, in the first 2 years, I guess I was hoping that it was a true story, you know, it was going to work out.
Well, now, when you say it's a true story to work out, you mean that
I would receive the rental income and that we could pay it off and use it long term, right?
Okay, so you were looking at this as a financial investment tool.
Absolutely.
Not as a vacation timeshare
no,
for your
no,
family.
No, because I had Orange Lake already. I didn't need another one.
Okay.
I mean, I can go there, you know, it's in the United States, it's easy to get to.
Sure.
So forth and so on.
Okay.
But after a year or two of realizing that this isn't going to happen, I'm like, I'm not going to continue to pay the fees if I don't, you know, receive the benefit they tell me I'm going to get.
Okay.
So I didn't pay, and after doing some research over the last year, I mean, I signed up to sell it on eBay. I signed up to put it as a listing. Of course, you don't get any answers. You don't get any... No one wants it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just realized it's a lost cause, and I think, well, I need to fight back. This isn't right.
Okay, so how do you fight back?
Well, I mean, you can obviously, starting with Profeco, and I started just researching the internet, seeing what other people's problems were, realizing that I'm not the only one, or we're not the only ones who had this issue.
Yes.
And being scammed.
Yes.
So, step to step, you know, trying to find people who can help you, whether
sure.
it's through eBay or, you know, we've put money in there as well.
Okay.
So that's kind of where I am today. I sent a letter to Profeco, and I have sent other responses to other Mexican governments, U.S. embassies, you name it.
Okay. So have any of these entities responded to you?
No, unfortunately.
Not
but
at all.
I haven't pushed it real hard either as far as calling back and trying to follow up.
Right, right. Let me ask you a question. Have you seen any of our videos of what we do, of any of the way that we take on corporate America in the name of victims of scams? Have you seen
any? I've seen one.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. We're considered a very aggressive company. In dealing with a situation like this, we look at every case and we look at every situation in its entirety.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important that we provide absolutely clear, valid information to yourself and to the American people, because the information we provide is highly, highly, highly listened to. In other words, hundreds of thousands of people might listen to this call.
Mm-hmm.
And my problem I have is that we purchased a property back in 2003.
Right.
Now it's 2009.
Right.
The property doesn't have a lot of incentive to do anything to assist you. The property itself. Now, there are people that are what are called similarly situated around the country that have gone through the exact same thing. And your desire to make a difference is well noted. Because by getting involved with us, obviously you realize that we make a difference and we simply shake the tree. To the point that sometimes the companies like our friends in Las Vegas, Consolidated Resorts at consolidatedresorts.info, went bankrupt as they chose to scam the American public. When you're dealing with a company that's out of the country, we're in a way working with the Mayan, and we're working with Profeco. And Profeco has been set out to deal with problems, complaints as a liaison for the government, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the reason they do that is because it's probably easier just to have the government deal with that than to have people filing cross-country complaints. Would you agree?
Sure.
Okay. So it sounds to me like what we need to do is we need to forward this to Profeco and let them know that we're involved. Now, we have a very interesting relationship with the Mexican government. We deal with the Mexican government at a very high level, and simply because of who we are and the number of people that we deal with and the sheer volume of people that might even right now be watching us in Cancun or Puerto Vallarta or any of the major tourist destinations, they value the dollars of the turista. Okay. And these type of things do not help them. Okay. These type of issues do not put them in a position of boy, I want to run down and buy something from this company. So I think what we're going to do is I'm going to ask you to, I'm not sure if you've done this yet, but my associate gave me, we have a copy of your contract and we have a copy of the letter that you wrote and a copy of your letter to Profeco.
Mm-hmm.
Have you sent that in digital form to him, the actual Microsoft Word document?
To whom?
To, I believe you worked with my director, I believe.
Christian.
You worked with Christian.
Yes, he has everything.
He's either in New York or in LA, I'm not sure. But Christian, I'm looking at the documents right now. And your note says that we are writing this letter After 5 years of no rentals, research online showing that we are not the only ones who have been deceived by this company, and overall complete fraud in the selling process. And that's pretty serious, because a lot of people probably are getting ready to write checks right now to buy into these type of programs, specifically with Mayan Palace, Grand Mayan Resorts. And you've probably stopped a lot of people from making that mistake. But I think the best way to deal with these people is to, number one, you've done the right thing by ceasing payment. That's the number one thing we make sure that anybody who we deal with does, and that is to make sure that there is no further financial loss. The second problem we have is that you're already invested in this $20,000.
Right.
So we want to push them to the point where they're going to respond to get you at least noticed in their world. But at the same time, justify why we're waiting 6 years for this demand. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, definitely the timeline is an issue. But I guess at the time, I didn't realize, even 2 years into it, that I wasn't the only one in this
right
process.
And that will help you. Excuse me, that will help you as far as being considered a victim of the
right.
Mayan. That's very important.
I guess. And, well, and actually, you know, 2 years ago, I actually started to try and sell it. It wasn't like I realized, oh, this is a lost cause yesterday.
Right.
It was, I realized 2 years ago, okay, I got to get rid of this on eBay, or I need to sell it to somebody, even at a loss, to get myself out of this contract.
Okay. Well,
it's not like it's today.
Well, I think right now, it's not a matter of trying to get out of the contract, it's a matter of trying to sell what you spent $20,000 on.
Right.
Is that correct?
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
So it's not like getting out of the contract, because you're not using it. You're not paying
right.
anything. They're simply, basically, they've taken...
I'm a financer for this corporation.
Yeah, exactly.
With no return.
Yeah, with no return, and you're not even using it. So it sounds to me like, number one, you're a very intelligent person, and that you have been able to put down in great detail the outline of your complaint, including your post on Tugs, which is, I believe, the Timeshare Users Group.
Right.
And I think that the way to get their attention is by letting them know that we do care about people who get screwed by their company, and by showing America and showing people what it looks like when the documents come in, and when you're taken advantage of, to the point of almost, you're crying. You're psychologically destroyed and being pushed. And that's a very tough thing. As a matter of fact, we've talked to some people who were almost suicidal by the time they got done with this type of
pressure.
Because the pressure is so absolutely unbearable for most people, that they just want to get out of there, want to leave.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, I know.
So, and I guess as far as...
So I think...
Action plans, or
well,
how does the company help facilitate?
Well, I think number one, we need to get digital copies of everything. In other words, everything that we have, we need to get it into a PDF format so we can post it. And then we can take this conversation and play this to the people around the country and to the people who are listening inside the Mayan. I ask you this question. How long are you going to continue to do this?
What do you mean?
I'm asking the people that are listening right now.
Oh.
That may be corporate counsel for the Mayan, or in the Mexican government, or people with Profeco. Because, you see, not everybody ends up on camera. Not everybody ends up on a live broadcast. How many people do you push under the carpet and simply say, we don't care? You see, ladies and gentlemen, this lady, for whatever reason, was compelled to do something according to her, against her will. country of Mexico has set up a way to deal with that and set up an organization in their government. And she's utilized that resource. And that's the reason Profeco was created. However, at what time do we have to start telling people no longer buy in Mexico? You see, it's really interesting to me. We create NAFTA, which creates free trade between the countries. But yet we treat American citizens like they're garbage. My friends in the Mexican government, what are you going to do? What are you going to do for people like Diane, who've been hurt and destroyed by the companies which you say you represent? Well, we're going to find out. Because we're going to broadcast this live on the Western Capital Networks. And we're going to post this story along with a copy of this recording. And it is extremely important that when you see this, you understand that this is not the only complaint we've had on the Mayan and its ownership. We would ask that you immediately do what's right. And to any of you who are thinking of purchasing, all I simply say is listen to her story. Read what we are posting. Watch this video. Now, a lot of you will say, well, geez, well, Robert, Diane didn't do anything until 6 years later. I understand that. But does that not mean she was still a victim? For in the United States, we still take care of people like that. That's why we call it the statute of limitations. And they're varied depending on the severity of the criminality against the person. This lady spent $27,000 and received nothing. So we're going to ask you to do the right thing. Now let us be very clear. As a person who has intimately been involved with the Mayan properties, worked with the Mayan and the federal government, and mostly been able to work out most of the issues that we've had over the past 5 years for our clients around the world, it is essential that you listen to this and take this seriously. Because we value the relationship between the United States and Mexico. To the members of Congress that are watching, to those of you that are listening around the world, at this point, we cannot recommend that you sign anything with this company because of what happened, because of what you're hearing. And I've been to this property, and I understand exactly what she's saying. So the obvious right thing to do on your part would be to say, did she receive any value? What did she get? And what are you going to do? So we're going to go ahead and post this on our international sites. And as always, because we are Western Capital, it'll go right to the top under Mayan Resorts. And we'll make sure of that. And we ask you to think very
about what you're going to do to these victims that you've created in the United States. How absolutely horrible that somebody would write a letter to Profeco and you wouldn't take the time to even respond to the consulate, to all the people that she's written to, yet she's received no response. How do you justify that? We'll wait and see. You see, you have a job to do. Either you do it voluntarily or we will compel you. The job right now is to think hard about the millions of dollars that will be gone. Indeed, we have to put together many, many people like Diane and her good husband Phil. Because I guarantee you that that would not benefit our two countries. And when you have a legislative responsibility, you get to take that responsibility seriously. Diane and Phil are two people who went on a vacation. They were harassed from the airport, and they were taken advantage of and manipulated. They live in the middle of America, and they followed the policies and did what they were told. However, they were not able to reach a resolution to this matter until the last possible resort, including litigation. It ends up on our desk. So I'm going to send this tape to the Office of the President of Mexico. And I want you to watch this. And I want you to determine what you would do if you were in our situation. My friends, let there be no notice. We are in the worst economy in the history of man. Financially, things are very difficult right now. But that does not give a company the right to take a lady and push her to the threshold, as they've done. That does not give you the right to take a claim and simply dismiss it like it doesn't exist. My dear friends in the Mexican legislature, my friends in the Office of the President, we now look to you for resolve. Let us know. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Robert Paizola, broadcasting live from Salt Lake City, Utah. We're speaking to VIP client Diane and Phil regarding their experience with the Mayan Palace and the Grand Mayan Resort Corporation. This call is copyright 2009, Western Capital, the Western Capital Foundation, Western Capital Multimedia, Robert Paizola, Robert Paizola Inc., and Maya Signs. No portion of this may be duplicated or replicated without my express or our express written consent. If you find yourself in a situation like this, the time is now to stand up. You can reach us on the internet by sending us a detailed email at vip@mycollector.com. vip@mycollector.com. You can call us anywhere in the United States at 1-877-517-9555. You can also follow what happens to companies who choose not to work with Americans. I simply say Tahiti Village Consolidated Resorts and the 7,000 people whose names are now on our website who are victims of this company. It's up to you, Mayan, and the choice is yours. Reporting live from Salt Lake City, Utah, this is Robert Paizola.
You've been listening to the world-famous Change Your Mind,
Change Your Mind,
Change Your Life podcast. We hope we've helped you get on the road to do both. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. We'll be back soon. But in the meantime, hook up with us on Facebook, Clubhouse, Twitter, Spotify, Apple Podcasting, Google Podcasting, and Instagram at Rob_Paisola. Reach out to us by phone at 1-800-373-8913 and send your questions or comments to VIP@westerncapitalmedia.com. Until next time, this has been the world famous Change Your Mind, Change Your Life podcast.